This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You think there's a lesson in this for the NBA and other leagues for their All-Star games?
I don't know so much about other leagues because the Pro Bowl just seems kind of like a lost cause. I don't know what you do with that. The game is so physical and such a risk every time that you go out there to play that I think it's going to be hard for you to find something that's even football adjacent that is actually compelling compared to the regular season game, the way that Four Nations is for the NHL. For basketball, it's just time we do USA versus everybody. USA versus the world.
To replace the All-Star game.
Yeah. I think it can be your All-Star game. It can be all the Americans, be it LeBron, if he actually played, Curry and the Jays and Kevin Durant, and you can get Anthony Edwards on there too, versus the guys who are in the conversation for MVP, which is Jokic, Doncic, Giannis, Wemby you can throw in there. Like, we hear so much about complaints that these guys from Europe are coming in and taking over the U.S. game. And we hear Adam Silver talk about it being a global game, basketball. So I feel like it has a natural kind of solution there.
So, look, I'd rather watch that than what we watched this weekend. Like the NBA All-Star game was an abomination. That whole new format, Team Chuck, Team Shaq, all the stupidity of that. Never mind, it was short games. It was a three-hour broadcast with three, like, 10-minute games.
They really overestimated how much people cared about Shaq, Chuck, and Kenny. Like, they really
overestimated
that
hand. Yeah, sorry, I heard that backwards at first.
It's like
that.
They learned over the last couple years that people love the studio show, but now they want to gear everything possible towards the studio show because they think it's the one thing that they have that's working.
Why are there G Leaguers at the All-Star game? Like, why?
Doesn't make any sense.
Or, you know, rising stars. Why is there any of that? That's stupid. So the whole format was dumb and pointless. And I'm with you on USA versus the world. I'd much rather watch that. I still think I want East versus West, real traditional All-Star game. That would be my personal preference. But if you want to bring in an international element to it, fine. I don't think you'll ever get the international players playing the same way that Canada, U.S., even Sweden and Finland are, because the world is, that's not your country.
Well, you say that now. You don't know what the politicians are going to do next year.
Good point. I mean, this is a good point, but I think if Giannis were putting on like the Greek uniform, that'd be great for, you know, his national pride. But Greece is not. None of these other countries individually can hold a candle to the U.S. from a basketball standpoint.
Right.
They can't. So you have to put the world together. And now you have Gilgeous Alexander not playing for Canada, his country, but playing for the world. I don't think you're going to get the same effort level out of it.
That could be Team USA in a year.
What was it?
Team USA.
Yeah, that's true.
Mego said earlier we should take over Canada just for the fact that SGA could play on the U.S.
I did not say that. I said maybe we would have to do North America versus the world because I want SGA on Team North America.
I'm sorry. That is what you said.
But you're right. The way that the things might be turning out, if America's hat just turns into the 51st state, then you get SGA on Team USA.
Are there any good players from Greenland? That's what we need. That's what we're really tapping into, all the international talent in Greenland. And so, yeah, I don't mind that format. I would watch it, and it would be better than what they had. No, than last night, it cannot.
All the breaks and everything.
I think just going back to East-West is more than fine. I don't know why people don't even want that.
Because East-West was based on the idea that you didn't get to see the players in the other conference all the time because of everything was the local rights of the TV rights. So you'd only see them in the playoffs or you'd only see them in the finals. It doesn't make sense anymore because you can get NBA League Pass or just stay up late and watch any team you want.
Oh, I've seen this too. So it's basically a Ryder Cup idea that you have, right? And I've seen this a lot, actually. We were talking about this earlier. Text line, 617-779-7937. Team Europe in the Ryder Cup plays very hard. True. I do think that's a little different when you're talking, and not that all these countries are always aligned, but that is one specific area of the world versus the entire world.
Right.
And so, I don't know.
Maybe you do. The thing is, if you do Team
Canada,
Europe, then
Canada
you might
and Australia are
guys.
Pretty different. Europe, you have a lot of overlap with those countries, yeah. Would be my only point.
Yeah, maybe you do. Maybe it's continental. The Continental All-Star Games.
This is the problem. We're too good at basketball. And in
that's not the problem, Jones. The best individual players right now are from Europe.
I know, but they're all from one country. Like, there's not two good guys from Slovenia. There's not two. There's two pretty good guys from Canada, so maybe I'll take that back. You know, they're all from one country. So you don't have another country that can compete with the U.S. That's my point. If you put them all together as the world, they could. But are they going to care? So the good thing about us in hockey is we're not the best country in the world. We're not.
I think we make this a full spectacle. We put a basketball court in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Nice.
And it's floating on an aircraft carrier. And then you play the North America versus Europe.
Yeah. You play at the South China Sea. Winner gets to drill. That's what you do. And so, you know, when it comes to fixing the form, there's a lot they can do. I just think you need talent in the dunk contest. I still like the dunk contest. I still watched. The problem is it's Mac McClung winning. Nobody knows who that is.
He's only famous for the dunk contest.
The dunks are awesome. I still think you have something to work with on Saturday night, NBA All-Star Weekend. Maybe that's nostalgia. Maybe that's me still being a 10-year-old. But I still think there's something to work with there that the NHL never had. And, you know, Major League Baseball kind of has in the Home Run Derby. There's still something there to work with. You got to get it right. But there's something to work with. The All-Star game in the NBA is broken.
It's how you motivate the players is the biggest thing. You can have USA for the world all you want, but it will be a failure if the players aren't actually
invested. Well, I think it's just that a lot of the players are not trying to motivate other players. Like, Jaylen Brown made a big statement in at least trying to do the dunk contest. It didn't end up working out for him, good for him.
He scared off all the good players this year with how bad he did
last
year.
It's just not a league where the stars go in and compete in the dunk contest anymore, so none of the younger guys follow.
Good point by Dubs985 in the Twitch chat. We fixed All-Star Games on Friday. I forgot about this. We had a caller, I think it was Bruce, in New Hampshire. It's Battle of the Network Stars. Every city, you get athletes from across all the sports. Ooh. NBA, NHL, MLB, NFL. And then they all compete head-to-head with one another.
Doing so it'd be what?
Various things like the Battle of the Network Stars. Almost like the challenge.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't know what that show.
Tug of War. You know, things like this.
Do they do on MTV when they used to have you
the joust.
Put your butt on a giant ice cube and you try to melt the ice cube
sure.
with your
yes,
butt?
Yes, I would go for that. Yeah. Stuff
okay.
like that.
Yeah.
And we
That'd
just have all the different cities with all the different athletes competing head to head city to city.
And then LeBron's I pulled a gluteus muscle so I can't sit on the ice cube.
What a stupid conversation we've been having all day. We already fixed this. I forgot about that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.